Will this week see an end to protections for dreamers? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. There are several reports this morning that President Trump plans to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, commonly known as DACA. There's no official word yet, but the reports say the president would end DACA after a six-month window. KJZZ's Carrie Young in Phoenix, Arizona, has been following this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've known for a while that the Trump administration might end the DACA program. So how have recipients been preparing?
Students have been sort of worrying financially that they may lose in-state tuition here in Arizona thanks to a recent court decision. And it seems like they're waiting out the court decision. Very few that I've spoken to have actually made preparations just in case they lose that. They're just hoping for the best and hoping to make an impact on local lawmakers.
In a community like Phoenix, where there is a large immigrant population, is it going to have any effect on the local economy in terms of people paying rent, mortgages, things like that?
Here in Arizona, there's about 27,000 DACA recipients. Many of them hold all kinds of jobs, whether it's nurses, EMT workers. So between economic impacts like paying rent, but also our chambers of commerce here have also come out in favor of immigration reform because they realize just how much of an economic impact that immigrants in general make to our local economy here in Arizona, but then also nationally.
KJZZ reporter Carrie Young in Phoenix, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And many Americans have the day off. Those who have paid vacation days may be using them to extend the holiday weekend, but a recent survey found less than half of U.S. workers are using their vacation days, fewer than ever before. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports on why this stubborn trend continues.
Millennials are now the largest generation in the workforce, and they're the least likely to take days off. About 70% of millennials surveyed this year by Alamo Rent-A-Car said they were subject to vacation shaming by colleagues.
You know, you're getting ready to go out on your big trip, and they make the comment, oh, that must be nice. I'll be here. You know, I have too much on my list.
Caitlin DeBon is with Project Time Off, a campaign by the U.S. Travel Association. She says it could get even worse because millennials are increasingly managers.
And so we're setting the tone for other colleagues and employees. And when we don't take our time off, it's going to continue this trend in a downward way.
Former U.S. Labor Secretary Seth Harris says millennials are driving the trend now because they struggled to find jobs during the recession, and they're anxious to hold on to them.
They're scared and they're worried about their futures. And there's a lot of evidence that that negative impact that hit them early in their careers could last throughout the rest of their work lives.
And even if you do take a vacation, it can be hard to fully unplug from work, especially for tech-obsessed millennials. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
Hey, it's David Brancaccio. We wanted to let you know that this Midday Update podcast feed will be shutting down Tuesday, September 5th. But not to worry, you can get all your morning business news by subscribing to the main Marketplace Morning Report podcast. That's where you can listen to the Midday Update and a brand new global business edition of the Morning Report that we're producing with help from our friends at the BBC World Service. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast so you don't miss a thing. And thank you.
You'll find open-air night markets all over East Asia, with larger ones in Taipei, Shanghai, and Bangkok. Think of them as night bazaars, where people walk around, eat, drink, and shop. The idea is spreading, with cities in the U.S. starting their own night markets. Marketplace's Andy Euler went to check one out in Los Angeles to see what the fuss is all about.
Thousands of people stream through the gates of a racetrack on a Sunday evening just outside of Los Angeles. But these folks aren't here to watch the ponies. They're here for the 626 Night Market. It's 6-year-old Elena Leva's second time coming here with her mom and sister. She's sold.
We went to a lot of places today. I loved it.
It feels like a lot of places because there are more than 200 vendors out here selling clothes, toys, old knickknacks, and lots of food. Things like ramen tacos, chicken skin nachos. 626 now stages these events once a month over the summer. They draw over 100,000 people on a given weekend. The guy who started 626 almost 7 years ago, Johnny Huang, says he just wanted to recreate the night markets of his childhood in Taiwan. Tall order.
They set up in the streets, and they don't have these requirements that the health department here does. So we kind of wanted to evolve it American style.
The first iteration was on a city street in Pasadena. Huang says he told city officials to expect around 10,000 people.
When we threw out that 10,000 number, they laughed at us. They were like, yeah, you'll be lucky if you guys get 500 people.
About 30,000 people showed up, according to estimates from the city. And that's with no advertising, just social media. Huang wasn't ready.
We had like 300 one-star Yelp reviews after the first event. I'm pretty sure that's a record.
And maybe a backhanded compliment. People were upset about how long the lines were to get food. He says in the first year, 626 had trouble getting vendors to sign up. Now they have a waiting list. Ken Nguyen runs Rockin' Tacos. For him, it's just good business.
The time that I spend here and the ratio that we make here, it far surpasses anything I do.
The guy in charge, Johnny Huang, just gets excited about how diverse the crowd is these days. Initially, it was almost entirely Asians. Now,
close to 30% are non-Asians. Slowly, as we had more events, we would notice Asians taking non-Asians. And then now it's just non-Asians showing up by themselves.
He's still not really promoting the events. But when you ask people here how they heard about it, they'll probably tell you one thing. I saw it on Instagram. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.